got your tournament coverage right here on the Sports Map Radio Network, presented by HelloFresh. This spring, HelloFresh is delivering great tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code Hoops60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code HOOPS60. Now, back to the show.
All right, again, our tournament guests all March are brought to you by our friends at HelloFresh. Again, this spring, HelloFresh is delivering great tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60, code Hoops60, to get 60% off plus free shipping. Let's go back out to the HelloFresh guest line and bring on our buddy Jeremy Branham, the voice of the Cougars, as they get set to take on Miami this evening in the Sweet 16 in Kansas City. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. I know you're a busy man. You got to go on your own show next, so we'll be quick here. First off, though, have you swallowed any of your pride as a native Texan and gotten any Kansas City barbecue yet?
Oh yeah. I like Kansas City barbecue. I'm not going to say it's better than Texas barbecue. I would never go that far. But it's two of a very good thing. One can be better. KC barbecue is good. It's not the best.
It's better than Memphis, because I know you go to Memphis a lot.
See, I like Gus's fried chicken whenever I go to Memphis. Now, the thing with Gus is you can get it in Houston now. You can get it all over. Like,
sure.
They've expanded.
Yeah, I've
so
had
much,
Gus's
it's
here.
Not special
yeah.
anymore. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the basketball now. First off, you obviously being the voice of the Cougs, give me some updates on Marcus Sasser and Jamal Shedd. Just obviously they're going to play, but you know, where are they at health wise?
Yeah, I can only go on what they said. They talked yesterday to the media before shoot-around, stuff like that. And Jamal Shedd said it's not a problem. He's 100%. And then Marcus Sasser says he's getting closer and closer to 100%, which aren't we all? He said he'll be about 90%. Both will go. Hopefully will play well.
You get the sense that playing on Friday and not Thursday maybe helped a little bit more for those two?
Yeah, I said that last week. I thought it was a bit of a break. I think that the Cougars got some bad matchups, but I think that the calendar might have helped them. You know, Northern Kentucky, I think, was the best 16 seed. They also do kind of that gimmicky zone matchup that can be pretty tough, the matchup zone, that they gave them some troubles. And then they had to play Auburn on the road in Birmingham, basically. So I thought it was a bad draw, but I think the calendar was a good thing. You know, being able to end up on the final game on Saturday,
right.
Then you have a little bit more time with the Friday tip-off here in Kansas City. So I thought the calendar was good. I didn't think the draw was very good.
Okay, let's get to the matchup with Miami tonight. Obviously, Miami was very impressive against Indiana, and I think should at the very least pose some resistance for UH. I don't know if Miami can win the game, but how do you see this?
Yeah, I think at this time of year, anybody can win, right? FAU yesterday beat Tennessee. I think that once you get down to the – I honestly think any time in the tournament, anybody can beat anybody, especially nowadays with the transfer portal. We saw number one seed go down again for the second time in history. Princeton's a 15 seed, still alive in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And I think parity has never been better in college basketball with the portal and restrictions on scholarships compared to two or three decades ago. So anybody can beat anybody. Miami's got one of the best offenses in the country, so they're capable of outscoring anybody any given night. And when you got Nigel Pack and Wong, the ACC Player of the Year, Poplar, who didn't practice until yesterday after he had that nasty fall in the Indiana game, and then Miller at the four presents some matchup nightmares for anybody because he's got perimeter skills, but he's long, he's big, capable of playing the four. So Miami's terrific offensively. I think one of the best offenses in the country. They can rebound, too. We saw what Amir did against Indiana and the amount of second-chance points they got in the lane as well. And I think that they're underrated defensively. I think you look at defensive metrics and things like that and say, well, Miami's not great defensively. But whenever they have to, they can guard you. And they got the athletes to do it. Omir's Munster in the middle. So I think they're actually underrated defensively and one of the best offenses in the country.
So it does feel like when you speak about Miami's offensive prowess that the Canes are going to want to try and get up and down and speed this thing up, and Houston might be more comfortable in a half-court game?
Yeah, I think that their styles would speak to that, too. If you watch either team all year, Miami likes to be a little bit more up-tempo. Look for their first best shot. Houston's a little bit more selective. Houston tempo a little bit sometimes, too, can be skewed a bit because of what they do defensively. I mean, Houston will get up and down with you whenever they need to or whenever they have the opportunity to get out on the break. You know, the reason their tempo is so low when you look at KenPom, things like that, is because they usually hold offenses to shoot late in the shot clock, which, you know, the other team getting a shot late in the shot clock limits the amount of possessions that you have overall for a 40-minute game. But so I think that's a fair assessment. You know, Houston's a little bit more of a half-court offensive team when the fast break is not there. They want Miami to shoot late in the shot clock, and I think Miami's going to try to get up and down a little bit. So I think it's a fair assessment. Miami will try to play fast. Houston will try to play not as fast.
We started talking about Shedd and Sasser and where they're at health-wise, and obviously a lot of eyes always on Caris Walker as he's an NBA prospect for the Cougs. But what did you notice about Tremont Mark? It really felt like he stepped up there when Shedd and Sasser were in foul trouble against Auburn. Kind of just a nice calming presence for the Cougs, somebody that's been through the ringer a bit, found some soft spots and hit some mid-range jumpers, and he's obviously just as important as anybody else on the roster for UH, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody was really surprised by it, but it was the first time he's done it. It was career high in points, scored 20 of them in the second half, was terrific. I think one of the numbers that goes unnoticed, too, is he had 9 rebounds, which matched a career high. He came to Houston from Dickinson, which is right in the Houston area, and he was, you know, a decorated recruit. And he's had some huge moments as a Houston Cougar. You go back to his freshman year, the COVID year, during the run, actually before the run to the NCAA tournament, hit a buzzer beater against Memphis from near half court, and then had a huge play against Rutgers when he was coming off the bench, had a big tip in and 1 3-point play that kind of changed the momentum in that game and lifted the Cougars to victory. So he's had heroic moments, and his team calls him Team Arch because of those heroic moments. Last year, you know, 2 Cougars got hurt last year on an Elite Eight team. Everybody looks at Marcus Sasser, and rightfully so, an All-American. But Tremont Mark was hurt last year, too. He only played 7 games last season. So he's kind of a guy who gets, from a national perspective, kind of lost behind Sasser a bit. From a local perspective, everybody knows that Tremont Mark is capable of that, but kind of does take a back seat at times to the, you know, Marcus Sasser, Jairus Walker, like you mentioned. And Samson mentioned after that game, he said, look, you know, we know that Tremont Mark's our best isolation player, and we had to go without Jamal Shedd, had to go without Marcus Sasser, had 4 fouls apiece, which was a nervous moment. Tremont Mark, isolation, and he outscored Auburn by himself in the last 10-50 or whatever it was after Sasser got his 4th foul. So another heroic, legendary performance for Team Arch, if you will.
Jeremy, I'm sure it'll be a topic on your broadcast and with Nance and the national crew tonight, television-wise, but Cougs obviously 2 wins away from becoming the first team to play the Final Four in their home city. Knowing the team the way you know them and knowing Kelvin Sampson the way you know him, is that something that, you know, they'll be able to avoid as a distraction this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it really, you know, Sampson was asked that yesterday during his press conference. You know, how much do you think about, you know, being able to play the Final Four in Houston? Kelvin was quick to say, well, I don't think about it. You know how good Miami is? Do you know what they can do offensively? You know, they have Jim Larrañaga, who's probably going to be a Hall of Fame coach finalist this year.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look at it, and I believe him. You know, being around some shoot-arounds and some practices, there's no talk of that at all. Does it kind of come into the players' conscience at all? I really don't think so. You know, I think that they're a lot of times kind of in their own world, and, you know, they're focused on what their coach is telling them. I don't think so. I know Kelvin doesn't. I don't think the players do either.
All right, Jeremy, last one for you. Just the other game tonight in Kansas City. I'm sure you'll stick around for it because it should be highly entertaining. Xavier in Texas, what do you think about that one?
Yeah, how we do is going to determine if I stick around for that one or not, to be honest with you. If we get eliminated, I'm probably going to turn off college basketball for a bit. But if we win, I'll start my preparation a bit on Texas Xavier. I've watched Texas more than I've watched Xavier, just, you know, being from Houston. So yeah. I've seen them quite a bit. I think they're a really good team. I think their team's capable of winning the national championship. I haven't seen Xavier as much, but I know Xavier is really good, too. And you get a Miller coaching, you're going to be a pretty good basketball team. So I think either one of those teams are capable to reach the Final Four, if not win the whole thing. So I think that's going to be a really fun matchup, too, and I hope I'm around to watch it.
Last one, while I do have another 60 seconds, just how much longer do you think Kelvin Sampson is going to keep coaching UH?
It's a great question. You know, I would be lying to you if I told you that I haven't thought about it. I think he's – as long as he wants to. I think that he still has – I know he still has that competitive drive. I know he still has the desire. I can see the fire and the energy that he brings every single day. So I know that that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And he's in really good shape, too. Putting a timetable on it would be difficult. I'll say that he's coaching for at least a few more years, but I could see him going like 7 more years. Wow. We're starting to see older and older coaches.
Yeah, well, Larinaga.
Larinaga, another one. And I think Samson's in great health. That competitive drive has not gone anywhere. He has family on the staff with Kellen Samson, his top assistant, Lauren Samson, who's the director of basketball operations. So he's loving what he's doing. That competitive drive has went nowhere. I don't see him leaving anytime soon.
All right, there he is, Jeremy Branham, the voice of the UH Cougars. Have a good call tonight, Jeremy, and appreciate your time on the show.
You got it, Greg. Thanks for having me.
All right, again, there's Jeremy Branham. Another 30 minutes to play here on a Friday afternoon. We'll do our 10th inning, weekly Friday benchmark, and our Friday 5 as we get out of Dodge and send you into your weekends. Greg Frank hanging with you for another 30 minutes. First Name Sports, Sports Map Radio.